This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we're on page 103, which is in the 6th juz, Surah An-Nisa. In the previous episode, we mentioned a number of verses that Allah Azza wa Jal began in the passage regarding the people of the book and how they demanded from the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he cause a physical book to be revealed, to be descended amongst them that they could witness and see. And Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if these are the types of demands they are making upon you, then there is not something which is out of the ordinary for them, because they made greater demands from their own prophet that they did accept and believe in, the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They asked and demanded that Allah should come to them face to face so that they could see him. And Allah Azza wa Jal took or punished them for that. And then Allah Azza wa Jal took from them a covenant and a pledge that they would accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse that we begin with today, which is verse 155, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions how they broke that covenant and pledge that they made with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا. And so for breaking their pledge, for rejecting Allah's revelations, for unjustly killing their prophets, for saying our minds and our hearts are closed, no, Allah has sealed them in their disbelief so that they believe only a little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is how they responded. They made this pledge that they would follow and accept the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they broke that pledge. Not only that, they disbelieved in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs and his revelations, and from those revelations is that when this prophet came, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammad, with the signs that showed them that he was truthful, truly a messenger of Allah, the signs that they had in their scripture, that they would believe in him, that they would follow him. They rejected and they disbelieved in those signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those verses and revelations of Allah azza wa jal. وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And because they would kill their prophets unjustly, as we said before, that some of their prophets of Allah they killed unjustly, such as is what is said concerning the Prophet Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. And they even attempted to kill, as we know, the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, but Allah Azza wa Jal raised him up to the heavens. وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. And they would say about themselves that our hearts are closed. Our hearts are closed, meaning that we're not going to accept any of this revelation or any of these words that you are bringing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says, بَلْ نَي رَاذَا طبع الله عليها بكفرهم. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who caused their hearts to be sealed because of their disbelief. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So they only believe a little. Allah Azza wa Jal then goes on in verse 156 to say, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. And because they disbelieved and uttered a terrible slander against Mary, Maryam. Maryam, as we know, is the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. What is the terrible slander that they said concerning Maryam alayhi salam? That they accused her of being unchaste, of being immodest. Maryam alayhi salam has a child, Isa alayhi salam, a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, born without male intervention. She had no husband, no male with her, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave to her a child. What did they say about her? She must have been a prostitute. She must have been someone who was unchaste, immodest, had this child from an unlawful relationship. And so they slandered her. They slandered her honor. And Allah Azza wa Jal praises her in the Quran as one of the greatest women that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. But despite that, and despite her being the mother of a prophet and messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, they slandered her and they demeaned her in terms of her character, in terms of her modesty, in terms of her honor. In verse 157, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. And what they said, we have killed the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of God. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, though it was made to appear like that to them. Those that disagreed about him are full of doubt with no knowledge to follow, only supposition. They certainly did not kill him. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla is now listing all of the ways in which they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beginning of today's episode, Allah Azza wa Jalla favored them by giving them prophets and messengers and revelation, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them many of his blessings subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they disbelieved in Allah's signs. They rejected Allah Azza wa Jalla in terms of his revelations. They killed their prophets, or some of them unjustly. They refused to accept the prophets and messengers that came after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They slandered the awliya of Allah, the people that are close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, from his other prophets and messengers. And now Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, and because of what they claimed, that they killed Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is that they killed, or they attempted, and they claimed that they crucified Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But as we know, and as the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his authentic sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Isa alayhi salam from their schemes, from their plots, from their plans and from their plots, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heavens. Allah Azza wa Jal says here, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, they didn't kill him, وَمَا صَلَبُوا, nor did they crucify him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but it was made to appear like that to them. And it is said in some of the narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exchanged his messenger Isa alayhi salam with a man who looked like him, or that Allah Azza wa Jalla placed upon this man the image of Isa, so he resembled him, the resemblance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they crucified this individual, they thought and believed that it was Isa alayhi salam that they had killed. And this is an example of their arrogance, their disbelief, their rejection of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person would go and kill a prophet or a messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, just as the Quraysh tried to do with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And all of this is a type of consolation for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if this is the way they are behaving with you, O Messenger of Allah, then this is what they did to their own prophets and messengers that were sent to them. This is the way that they behaved with Musa, this is the way that they behaved with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and these are the prophets of Bani Israel. These are their prophets from their nation, from their people. As for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're not even from amongst their people. You're not from Bani Israel. And because of that, the enmity towards you will be greater. And if they tried to kill you or assassinate you or harm you, then they did that with prophets of Allah before. If they reject you and your revelations and the words that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to you, they did that the same with those messengers and prophets who came before. So all of these things that you see, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his time, what he's experiencing, the different interactions he's having with them, it is not something which is new. But rather, this is the way that they were with their own prophets and messengers that Allah Azza wa Jal sent to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they tried to kill the prophets and messengers of Allah, and they did to some of them. But when it came to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal raised him up to the heavens. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal says, those that disagreed about him are full of doubt. Is he a prophet? Was he a prophet? Was he not a prophet? What happened to him? Did he die? Was he resurrected? What happened to him? They don't know. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no knowledge of this. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. But they simply follow their supposition, their thinking, their thoughts. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. But one of the things that definitely did not happen is that he was killed. He was not crucified. And when you understand this from the Muslim point of view, therefore from the Islamic point of view, those people who believe that Jesus died upon the cross for their sins and so on, our belief as Muslims is that he didn't die, that he wasn't crucified. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he do instead? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the next verse 158, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah raised him up to himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is almighty and all wise. Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed that the Prophet Isa alayhi salam should not die upon that cross, should not be killed or murdered, but rather he should be raised up to the heavens. And there he is living in a manner and way that Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that we know rather from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam met the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasallam upon his night journey. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on that single night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem to the heavens and back, when he went to the heavens, at every stage of the seven heavens, he met different prophets. And in the second level of the heavens, he met the two cousins, the two prophets who were cousins, Isa and Yahya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is allowing Isa alayhi salam to be in the heavens. He's meeting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's living there in a manner and a way that Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed. And what we know also from the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree that Isa alayhi salam will come back down to earth. He will descend to earth towards the end of time, as is mentioned in numerous ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is at the time when the Dajjal will appear. So the Dajjal, which is one of the greatest, if not the greatest fitna and trial and tribulation that Allah will send upon humankind, he will stay upon earth for a number of days, and he will cause corruption and evil, and he will spread corruption upon the earth, and he will kill, and he will force people to believe in him as a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the group of the Muslims will be few in number, but they will be holding fast to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And their leader at that time will be the Mahdi, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied. It is at that time that Allah Azza wa Jal will cause and allow for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to descend. And he will descend, as is mentioned in the hadith, on the wings of two angels by the white minaret of Damascus. And he will descend there, and then he will join the battle that is now beginning between the army of the Mahdi and between the army of the Dajjal. And when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will appear, he will pray with the Muslims, as is mentioned in the narration, with the Mahdi leading them in Salah, and then the battle will begin. And as soon as the Dajjal sees Isa alayhi salam, some of the narrations will say that he will lose the powers and abilities that he had, because the Dajjal has many powers and abilities that Allah will give to him as a test. The way that he can walk across the earth in very short spaces of time, the way that he can do certain things in terms of producing treasures and so on and so forth, he will have certain powers that Allah Azza wa Jalla will give to him and certain strength that Allah will give to him. But as soon as he sees Isa alayhi salam, one of the narrations says that he will lose them the same way that salt dissolves in water, as quickly as salt dissolves in water. And so then he will flee from the battlefield, and Isa alayhi salam will give chase to him, and he will catch him and he will kill him. And then the army of the Muslims will be victorious. But the point here being that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend upon the earth. He will then remain upon the earth for a period of time that Allah Azza wa Jalla decrees. And that is the time that the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it will be a time of plenty. And it will be a time of justice and fairness. And there will be no oppression. And the people will live in goodness and in happiness and in justice and peace. And that will be a time in which the people will worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will enjoy the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until eventually Allah Azza wa Jal decrees that this Prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will pass away. And that is why in the next verse, verse 159, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is not one of the people of the book who will not believe in him before his death, or will not believe before his death. And on the day of resurrection, he will be a witness against them. The question here is, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that there is not one of the people of the book, one of the people of the scripture, except that they will believe in Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, in Isa alayhi salam, before his death. The scholars of tafsir differ here as to who his death refers to, whose death is being referred to. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that there is not one of the people of the book except that he will believe in Isa alayhi salam, meaning that he will believe in the correct belief concerning Isa alayhi salam, that Isa alayhi salam was a messenger and a prophet of Allah, that he wasn't the son of Allah, that he wasn't a god besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, that he wasn't worthy of worship. They will believe in Isa alayhi salam as he should be believed in, accept him for what he was, and that is one of the greatest messengers and prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So there won't be one of the people of the book except that he will believe in Isa alayhi salam before his death. Before whose death? Some of the scholars said meaning before the death of that person from the people of the scripture, meaning that at the time when their soul is about to be extracted from their body, their soul is about to be taken from their body, the angel of death has come to them now, they will know the reality of the issue. They will know at that moment now that what the true religion is and what the true belief concerning Isa alayhi salatu wasalam should have been. Because at that time they will be under no further illusion concerning this God or that God or this religion. They will know what is the truth. But by then it will be too late, as the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the path and the door of tawbah, repentance, is open so long as the soul doesn't begin to leave the body and so long as the sun doesn't rise from the west. So the door of tawbah is open for people to accept Islam, to repent to Allah, to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. But that moment when death comes to them and their soul is now being extracted from their body, then even if they know the reality and the situation, it is too late now to accept. It is too late for them to believe at that time. That is one position amongst the scholars of tafsir. Another from amongst the scholars of tafsir said, no, that his death refers to the death of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is not one of the people of the book who will believe in Isa, meaning at the time when Isa alayhi salam descends again to earth, except that they will believe in him before Isa alayhi salam then passes away. Meaning that from that time, as we said, when Isa alayhi salam descends, and it will be from the major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, his descent, he will come, he will defeat the army of the Dajjal, the people will have justice and peace, and he will rule in accordance to the Sharia of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so then the people who are the people of the book will know the reality. They will know that Isa alayhi salam wasn't calling to something else. He wasn't calling to any type of shirk. This is the same religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final and the seal of those messengers. And every prophet was told, as we mentioned before, that if the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes out in your time, then you must support him. Then you must aid him. And you must be from amongst his followers. And so Isa alayhi salam would essentially, therefore, rule in accordance to the Sharia and the laws of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is also a position amongst the scholars of tafsir. The first one refers to the people of the book at the time of their death before Isa alayhi salam descends, and the second refers to them once Isa alayhi salam descends and they know what is the truth, and so they believe in him, which essentially means that they believe in Islam and they believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And both of those are possible, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there is not an on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will be a witness against them. As Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention when we come towards the end of Surah Ma'idah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask in front of all of the people on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, Isa alayhi salam, did you ever call to the worship of yourself and your mother? Did you say, take me and my mother as gods besides Allah? And Isa alayhi salam will absolve himself from this. He will refute this and reject this. He will say, oh Allah, how can I claim something that I have no right to? How can I claim to be worshipped besides Allah, to be a God besides Allah, to be the son of Allah Azza wa Jal, when I have no right to this? And so he will be a witness against those people. He will be a witness against those who claimed that he was a God besides Allah Azza wa Jal. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And on يوم القيامة he will be a witness against them. In verse 160, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and for the wrongdoings done by the Jews, we forbade them certain good things that had been permitted to them before for having frequently debarred others from Allah Azza wa Jal's path. We mentioned before in the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, when we were speaking about the story of the cow that took place in the time of Musa alayhi salam, we were mentioning how when the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal would come upon the people of Musa alayhi salam, they would often be argumentative and they would debate and they would question and they would ask until those laws would become more and more restrictive upon them, more and more difficult for them to follow. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying here, that because of the oppression that they had, we made upon them haram, we made haram for them some things that otherwise would have been halal. Why? Because of themselves, because of the way that they were, because of the demands that they were making. وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And also because of the evil that they did and the fact that they tried to bar others from the paths of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from those sins that they committed, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in verse 161, وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ واعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما. For taking usury when they had been forbidden to do so, and for wrongly devouring other people's property, for those of them that reject the truth, we have prepared an agonizing torment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only were they people who were being difficult in terms of the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, they would often find ways that they considered to be loopholes that they made for themselves. Allah Azza wa Jal's religion and His Sharia doesn't have loopholes, but they themselves, using their own logic, they found ways that they tried to use to circumvent the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Sharia. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says, and because of that, they engaged in major sins, such as devouring the wealth of people unjustly, and such as using riba or taking riba and dealing in interest. And so they would sometimes change the name. Rather than calling it usury, they call it interest. Interest is a nicer name. It's in your interest, it's in my interest. And so they would change the name and they would say, no, Allah didn't forbid this. Allah forbade usury. We're not doing usury, we're doing interest. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said that from the things that will happen in this ummah is that people will change the names of things in order to use them, and they were haram. So rather than something being, or rather than people knowing that it is haram, people use it in the guise of a different name. Change its name, change the packaging. It's essentially the same thing, but we just change the way that it looks and seems, and so we then tell people that it's okay. Allah Azza wa Jalla warns us against this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is one of the major things that they fell into, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa'atadna lilkafirina minhum, and the disbelievers from amongst them will have a painful punishment. In the final verse that we're going to take today, verse 162, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about those people who believe. Believe in Allah, believe in all of His prophets and messengers, believe in all of the revelations of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. But those of them who are well grounded in knowledge and have faith do believe in what has been revealed to you, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was revealed before you. Those who perform the prayers, pay the zakah, believe in Allah on the last day, to them we shall give a great reward. Allah Azza wa Jal says that from amongst them are those people of knowledge. They study their scriptures, they realize what is the truth. And that is, for example, like the famous companion Abdullah ibn Salam, radiyallahu anhu arda, and others from amongst them who studied and learned and realized because of the knowledge that they had, which shows you the importance of knowledge for the Muslim as well. That in order for you to safeguard your religion, safeguard your connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla, safeguard your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge is so important. Here look how Allah Azza wa Jalla, after mentioning all of the harm and the evil that they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an exception to that rule. And He says those people who don't just have knowledge, they don't just claim to be learned people, الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, they have deep knowledge, they're well grounded in that knowledge, meaning that they're people who truly have understanding. Because lots of people can claim to be imams or rabbis or monks or priests or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that they have understanding. They just qualified or they studied or they have that title. Allah Azza wa Jal praises the people of al-rusukh. Those are the people who have deep and full and correct understanding of what Allah Azza wa Jal sent. Those people from amongst them, they will believe in what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought in terms of revelation, as well as believing in everything that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed before him. Those are the people who establish the salah, and they give the zakah, and they believe in Allah, and they believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those are the people that Allah Azza wa Jal will give to them the greatest of reward. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us from amongst those people who have knowledge, and act upon that knowledge, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, and that Allah Azza wa Jal makes us from amongst those people who understand those sources and act upon them in a way that is pleasing to Him. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.